Okay, so it would be way more fun if the Lions were playing this weekend. That we know. But, you know, this doesn't diminish the work that went into 400 hours of work that this home bakery whipped up, another Detroit Lions-inspired masterpiece. And it's 100% worth it to go to Rochester and see this thing.
400 hours.
Yes.
Is unbelievable to me.
And they say that this cake is designed to celebrate Detroit pride and the power of community coming together. That doesn't get old and doesn't stop during the playoffs. Let's bring in Heather Toko, owner of the Home Bakery in Rochester. Hey, Heather.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. I remember your Amon-Ra St. Brown upside down life-size cake that really created a buzz.
Yes, yes. That was, who could have thought that that would have turned into what it did. Just an amazing experience for myself, my team, the community. It was pretty epic.
It was epic. So then you decided to one-up yourselves?
Well, you know, we always like to push our boundaries and go bigger, go better, bigger, better, more. You know, that's kind of our motto within the walls of the bakery.
One of the shows that we like to watch with the kids is a show on Netflix called Is It Cake? Where people try to replicate real items and then they put like the real thing next to the cake and these panel of celebrity judges have to figure out which one's a cake and which one's real. Yeah, kids absolutely love it. I feel like you would be excellent at this show because the players, you have Jahmyr Gibbs, you have Amon-Ra St. Brown. I mean, it is almost indistinguishable based on the helmet sheen and the uniforms. I mean, you've got the gloves and their hair. It's unbelievable how realistic it
is. Let's say what you made here. You made two players this time, and what are they doing?
So exciting. So we have them in the Spider-Man, Superman, Sally. And we actually wanted to go a little further, and we actually have St. Brown's fist bursting through the window. So it's actually the whole design is outside of the window, and it's very exciting.
It's really cool. If people want to go see it, it's Main Street there in Rochester.
Yep, we're right downtown Rochester, right on Main Street, the corner of 3rd and Main.
Have you had any famous people or crowds coming to see this thing?
Nobody super famous, but we've definitely had some crowds out there, and people are coming in their Lions gear, and everybody's so excited. And it seems like, you know, I don't want to say we single-handedly changed the conversation, but it's no more like, oh, we didn't get into the playoffs. It's rallying around and looking forward to this next season.
Heather, would you consider doing a Detroit Tiger player, possibly Tarek Skubal? You know, maybe just show him how much we want him
sweeten
to stay around.
Sweeten the deal
around,
a little
you
bit.
You know what I mean?
We have been getting asked that a lot, along with the Pistons as well. And, we're going to consider it. We loved it all Detroit sports, but we got some pretty diehard football and NFL fans within the walls of the bakery, so it kind of pushes us in that direction. But we're watching the other teams as well.
I got to know, how much butter did you use in this thing? How much flour? What's the ingredient list here for something like this?
I should calculate that, how much butter is actually in it.
So a lot.
A lot. 65 pounds of fondant. We have 4 sheet cakes in it. And that's structurally, you can only put the cake in certain places. We have 8 cases of Rice Krispies cereal treats in there. And the buttercream we actually didn't measure out. We probably should have because there's a ton of it, quite literally.
Wow. Well, the black fondant elements are expected to fade due to exposure to natural sunlight. So if you want to see this, go to 300 South Main Street in downtown Rochester. See these things. You can't believe it's cake. It looks like two NFL players celebrating.
Our producer wants to know if you'll make one for him for his birthday.
We might be able to.
Yeah, make me a Chris Renwick cake.
Yeah, right. Yeah, nobody wants that. That would devalue the business. It's unbelievable stuff.
Heather Toko, thank you so much for your time and for this. It's fun. You're right. You changed the conversation.
Thank you, guys.
Very cool.
Meanwhile, I'm going to take it back to what's going on with the team because Brad Holmes spoke yesterday. And he talked about a lot of things. Is this a full-scale change? He says, no, that's not needed.
Again, we'll be looking at everything, but I do not think that this is a deep surgery overhaul, like, you know, I don't think that, but obviously there needs to be some adjustments made for sure.
Especially on that offensive line. They got to figure it out. I don't know if they expected the Frank Ragnow retirement, but here we are, and Brad Holmes admitted they need to add some pieces.
You'd be surprised about the moves that we tried to do that we could not get done that involved offensive linemen, whether that be draft or free agency. But no, it hadn't been ignored. We tried to do the best we can. I was excited about the youth injection that we did go with. I think it was necessary. But I believe I mentioned after we acquired those players that, you know, there's going to have to be some patience. There's going to be some things that those young guys hadn't seen before. I do think that those young players will get better. But just the offensive line as a whole, whether it's the interiors or the tackle, that's something that's going to continuously, we're going to have to be urgent in terms of adding to.
Urgent. There's urgent. Some urgency.
There should be.
And they got to add an offensive coordinator. They're looking into someone.
They're looking at Mike McDaniel.
I love it.
I tend to love it too. I tend to love it because I think it could be, supremely entertaining to see Mike McDaniel here. And all you got to do, look, we're not going to play any audio, but if you want to see what Mike McDaniel's all about, just go on YouTube and look up one of his press conferences. He is a strange cat.
He, dresses interestingly.
Yeah.
I think he's an interesting character. It would bring a little levity and some fun over there. It also would bring an outside voice. Like, they've been hiring within a lot. Everyone that's been in that building a long time, they obviously valued some continuity and stuff for Jared Goff. But why not bring in an extra voice here?
Well, I think they think that too. I think it's important. But, you know, Brad Holmes also talked about how this season was a failure.
For our standards, this was a disappointment. All right. When we set out for this journey, for this season, it wasn't to match last year's record or exceed last year's record. It doesn't really matter what the record is. Bottom line is, if we're not in the dance and we're not competing for a championship, it's a failure.
That's the first thing to admit when there's a problem. And they've admitted that.
And yeah, and it's hard to not think of like the backslide of you're 30 minutes away from going to the Super Bowl to 15-2 and you were disappointed in game one to not making the playoffs at all.
Yeah, it's a slide.
Yeah.
It's a pretty significant slide. But, you know, my criticism of Brad Holmes is the needs that we went into the year with, the needs that we ended the season with, have been glaring for two seasons now. And they haven't been corrected. And they haven't been, you know, either aggressive enough in free agency or aggressive enough in the draft. But the glaring needs that they finished the season with have been there for years.
Well, and he said this yesterday. He liked the young people that he brought in. He thought the young people on that offensive line and that Frank would stay.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't say that explicitly, but
right.
I think he thought that.
Yes.
Like, I think they were surprised by this retirement. And so now they know what they're working with. They know what they have. What happens with Taylor Decker, we ran sound from him that he's, you know, his body is not what it used to be, and maybe he doesn't come back. What happens with Graham Glasgow, they will figure out that offensive line, hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, again, you got to stop the bleeding here, and they've slid in the wrong direction. And so now once you realize that what the problems are, where to fix them, then you got to be hyper-aggressive and go out and get the guys that you need. But, yeah, something's got to change.
Coming up, Tom Izzo should be in a good mood. They beat Northwestern, and there were some monster dunks from Colvin Carr. We'll talk to him at 8:35.